Hello and welcome. You are tuned into another edition of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on this program each week, I find and feature a theme relating to Appalachian culture and folk life, and then I play songs and feature stories all about our topic of choice. Well, today I've got another great program for you all about today's theme of roses. As with all of the themes I feature on this program, the rose has its place in folklore and in music, acting as a symbol of romance, love, and beauty. Flowers can represent the theme of life, growth, and rebirth as well. And today I'll explore a few popular folk tales that feature roses, from Appalachian garden folklore and superstitions and myths, and of course a whole hour of rosy music. So sit back, relax, and get ready to stop and smell the roses here on today's show. First up, to get things started, let's get a little Lynn Anderson going. I never promised you a rose garden.
Just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Lynn Anderson there. So I'm talking all about roses on today's program here on Mountain Song and Story. Roses, of course, have their place in countless songs and stories across the globe. From the ancient Egyptians to ancient India, roses are highlighted in so many myths, legends, and stories throughout history. From gods to kings to saints to just your general lover, roses are pretty much everywhere in stories and in music. The symbol of the rose is seen in art, paintings, it's on money, banners, crests, logos. throughout history. I mean, it's pretty much everywhere. The oldest evidence of the rose being cultivated comes from legends and poetry, which gives us proof of the existence of the rose and its cultivation as far back as the ancient Grecian world. So here are a few stories, a few ancient stories about the rose. Aphrodite, the goddess of love in ancient Greece, was seen as the creator of the rose. In one version of a story, Aphrodite's lover, Adonis, became mortally wounded by a wild boar while hunting. Aphrodite went to his side, and from his blood and her tears grew a blood red rose. In another version of this story, Adonis was more superficially wounded, and Aphrodite, while running to him, she scratched herself on the thorns of a rose bush. Her blood started to flow at once, and the white flowers on the bush turned red. Finally, there's another version of the story which tells us of the origin of the white rose. Aphrodite was born of sea foam, and from this foam, wherever it fell to the ground, grew white rose bushes. Moving on, in Roman legends, Cupid, one of the gods of love, knocked over with his wing a bowl of wine standing on a table. From this pool of wine on the ground came a rose bush. The rose was also consecrated to Venus as the symbol of beauty. Roses also have thorns, which can represent evil through storytelling. In Christianity, in the beginning, roses were without thorns when they were created. Thorns were developed through the wickedness of mankind after the fall of man and the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. During the medieval period, roses became part of accepted Christian imagery. Christians adopted the rose to represent the Virgin Mary in particular. In their theology, a drop of Christ's blood fell on a bush during the crucifixion, and the bush became a rose bush. There are, of course, so many stories that I'm leaving out throughout history here. Here are just a few, just real quick to get some things started, and we'll get back into some more of these quick little short stories about folklore throughout today's show, so please stick around and stay tuned. Some of these stories come from a few articles online: Folk Days, Rose Lore by Nellie Cole, and Ludwig's Roses, the website, an article specifically, The Rose in Myths and Legend, and you can check out both of those articles on the Mountain Song and Story program blog page after the show to learn more. All right, folks, so we're going to get on into some music now. Again, today's theme, of course, is all about roses. So, of course, we have a whole playlist about the flower. So the next tune we got lined up for you is It's Been a Good Year for the Roses by George Jones. And stick around and stay tuned all this hour because I have some more myths and legends coming up to talk about.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. And a lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it, and that's so much more than I can say for me. It's been a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. It's been a good year for the roses. After 3 full years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say we haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't spoke a word. And from the bedroom, the familiar sound of our one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could strand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. And when you turn to walk away, as the door behind you closes, the only thing I know to say, it's been a good year for the roses.
Say the word mine. I want.
All right, PJ Harvey there, The Last Living Rose. Linda Ronstadt with Love is a Rose. And we kicked off that set of tunes there with It's Been a Good Year for the Roses by George Jones. We are just rolling through another great episode here of Mountain Song and Story here on Radio Bristol, if you are just tuning in to join us. And we're going to get on into some Appalachian garden folklore now as part of the show. We're talking all about roses on today's episode, so I just find it really fitting to talk about some garden folklore. Also, the rose is also the birth flower of June, so we are kicking off. It's still the first week of June here, so it's just very fitting that we're talking about the rose here on today's program. So you may have heard before here in Appalachia that it's said to be bad luck to say thank you if you ever receive plant cuttings as a gift because the plant will not thrive. And I have also heard that before, but I will gladly accept any plant cuttings that anyone might offer me. And I'll probably end up saying thank you, which is probably why most of my plants end up dying anyway. But there are so many old folklore legends handed down from generation to generation. That's how things stay alive, and that's how myths and legends grow. But here now is some Appalachian garden folklore collected by Chad Brock. Okay, so on this list, it says dreaming of thorns is bad luck. Okay, makes sense. Tomatoes should be planted on Memorial Day. Planting peppers when you're mad will make the peppers grow hotter. I'm gonna try that. Don't plant your garden until oak leaves are the size of mouse ears. Don't all mice have different size ears? Anything planted on the first day of spring will live. Bury nails around the roots of hydrangea bushes to make the blooms blue. If you find a horseshoe, you should hang it in the nearest tree for good luck. I've actually found a horseshoe recently, so I may try that. I need all the luck I can get in the garden. And on this list, it says, it's good luck to steal herbs. Don't really understand that one. So there you go. There are a few tips out there if you're working in your garden on things, what to do and what not to do, maybe to make some things grow a little better. All right, and if you have any interesting superstitions that you've heard your whole life, like the one about the plant cutting is interesting, I think I would love to hear about them and feature them on the program, so you can get a hold of me if you reach out to the Birthplace of Country Music website. You can find me directly at tdoman@birthplaceofcountrymusic.org. Would love to hear from you to feature any of the stories you might have about Appalachian gardening or just about anything, myths, legends, superstitions, and stories about Appalachia. Please reach out. That would be incredible. Okay, folks, so we're going to get back on into some music now. Again, rose-related tunes here all this hour, and please stick around and stay tuned because I have some more myths and legends about roses coming up for you next.
Rosemary Rose, nature sure gave you such a beautiful nose. Though you're not beautiful, there's someone that knows. But Rosemary Rose has eyes of blue, and someone is treasuring a picture of you, taken on holiday when you were just three. My sweet Rosemary, you look nothing like a child, yet you're such a little baby, chewing on your licorice gum and cigarettes. Rosemary Rose, carefully sewing on your buttons and bows, hoping that someone will be wanting to know of Rosemary Rose. Child, licorice gum and cigarettes, rosemary rose, carefully sewing on your buttons and bows, hoping that someone will be wanting to know of rosemary rose, rosemary.
When I'm around you, I feel like pure evil. I guess they say nobody's perfect, but they've never met a devil like you.
Young man, I think you're dying. saw his corpse a-coming. Oh, set him down for me, she cried, that I may gaze upon him. The more she looked, the more
Barbara Allen there, the Everly Brothers version of that song, Roses Are Falling from Orville Peck, and Rosemary Rose from the Kinks back there a few songs back. Okay, so we are talking about roses here on this edition of Mountain Song and Story, if you are just tuning in. And I want to talk a little bit about the song that we just heard, the Everly Brothers, Barbara Allen there. So, of course, there are hundreds, if not thousands, probably, versions of the song Barbara Allen. It's a ballad that dates back all the way to the 1600s. Versions of the song have been changed over time. So, of course, in the version we just heard, it kind of has a happy ending where the two lovers die, they're buried side by side, and from the grave grew a rosebush and a briar. But scholars and historians believe that the original version of the story was more along the lines of this. William lies on his deathbed and he calls out for Barbara, who takes her own time getting to his side, and she treats him really coldly due to a social foul he committed against her at a tavern. On the journey home, Barbara hears the death bell ring and knows it tolls for William's death, suddenly regrets her hardness and knows he will soon die of grief. So, pretty harsh. But yeah, in the versions, as songs do change as they pass down and when through time, a more happier version of the song emerges, as sung by the Everly Brothers that we just heard. So, a little bit about the tune Barbara Allen. There is a great article about this song from the American Songwriter that I will have on the Mountain Song and Story blog page after the program. So go check it out if you want to learn a little bit more about the roots and history behind this song. Again, there are just hundreds, if not thousands of versions of the song Barbara Allen. So I really like the Everly Brothers version of the song myself. So let's hop back into some more songs about roses. We are just moving through this hour here on Mountain Song and Story. So yeah, let's keep it going with Patti Smith, Mother Rose.
Mother Rose, every little morn, tend to me. more miles on his four-day run. like catching up a little at a time. With pieces of the old dream, they're gonna light the old flame. Doing what they please, leaving every other reason behind. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs from the all-night radio, then he'll spend the rest of his life with the one that he loves.
Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Oh, Billy Bird now. Where the Rio Grande is flowing and the starry skies are bright, she walks along the river in the quiet summer night. I know that she remembers when we parted long ago. I promised that I'd return and not to leave her so. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing the Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. I'm going back to find her, for my heart is full of woe. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily, she'll love me like before. And the yellow rose of Texas shall be mine forevermore. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
I didn't know what to say. say, but 18 yellow roses came today. I opened up the card to see what it said. I couldn't believe my eyes when I had read. Though you belong to another, I love you anyway. Yes, 18 yellow roses came today. I never doubted your love for a minute. I always thought that you would be true. But now this box and the flowers in it, I guess there's nothing left for me to do but ask to meet the boy that's done this thing and find out if he's got plans to buy you a ring. 'Cause 18 yellow roses will wilt and die one day, but a father's love will never fade away. Will never fade away.
All right, we've been talking about roses here on the program today. Roses don't just come in one color, as the last two songs conveyed. 18 Yellow Roses by Bobby Darin. Ernest Tubbs, The Yellow Rose of Texas. So a different color roses. Had to get some tunes in about yellow roses here on the program. And before that, we heard Kathy Mattea's 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses. Okay, folks, so we are winding down here on this episode of Mountain Song and Story. I got a few quick facts about roses since we've been talking about the folklore about them, some stories, and so much more here on this hour of the program. Did you know that roses are one of the oldest flowers? The oldest living rose is about 1,000 years old, and it's enduring on a wall in a cathedral in Germany. So, pretty crazy that it's that old. Also, did you know that you can eat roses? Yes. I feel like I knew that, but I don't really see them as like peaches or apples that I can just walk up and take a bite out of one. But if you're hungry enough, you can do that. The rose is also the U.S. national flower and the most expensive rose, sold for millions of dollars. In fact, the Juliet rose sold for $15.8 million back in 2006, making it the world's most expensive rose cultivar, I believe is how you say that. So, yeah, a few more interesting things about roses here to take you out of this hour on. We got a few more songs for you, and then I'm going to have to get going. All right, here now is Give My Love to Rose, Johnny Cash.
I found him by the railroad track this morning. I could see that he was nearly dead. I knelt down beside him and I listened just to hear the words the dying fella said. He said they let me out of prison out in Frisco. For 10 long years I paid for what I'd done. I was trying to get back to Louisiana to see my Rose and get to know my son. give my love to Rose. Please won't you, mister, take her all my money. Tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to Rose. Won't you tell him I said thanks for waiting for me? Tell my boy to help his mom at home. Tell my Rose to try to find another. 'Cause it ain't right that she should live alone. Mister, here's the bag with all my money. It won't last them long the way it goes. God bless you for finding me this morning. Now don't forget to give my love to Rose. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to
folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can catch this program, Mountain Song and Story, every Thursday at 4 o'clock right here each and every week on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past programs if you visit the Mountain Song and Story program blog page over at listenradiobristol.org. As always, I'll have today's playlists and materials from today's show up there so you can learn more about roses and folklore and stories and myths and legends and everything about roses that we talked about on today's show. You can learn more about if you visit the blog page. Folks, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Tony Doman. Stick around, Digging with Big Lon is coming up next. I will catch you right here next week. I'm going to leave you today with one more tune to take you out on, Dead Flowers from Towns Van Zandt.
And now when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. All that you know, I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the maid. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. when you're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby days. I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon, and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the May. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
To put roses on